across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers. What compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, the language of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features the heroic service rendered by the Sai youth of Orissa, when a super-fast passenger train derailed in the dark of the night in the vicinity of their center. As the passengers of the Coromandel Express boarded the train on February 13, 2009, little did they know that their pleasurable journey would soon turn into a nightmare.
Running for thousands of miles, the superfast train Coromandel Express connects two major metros of India, Kolkata in the east and Chennai in the south. On that fateful day in February 2009, the Coromandel Express departed from Howrah station in Kolkata at 2:50 p.m. and proceeded at its normal pace of 70 kilometers an hour. By the time the sun went down, the train had crossed the state of West Bengal and was halfway into Orissa.
It was 7:45 p.m. Traveling at high speed by now, the train was about 100 kilometers away from Bhubaneswar, the capital of Orissa. Most of the passengers were either relaxing or enjoying their meals. And then, the speeding train screeched to an abrupt halt. The passengers were shattered. Before they knew what was happening, several carriages overturned. It was a full-speed derailment, the worst accident that could happen on a rail journey. The mayhem and panic that ensued was paralyzing. Screams and groans from every corner, pathetic pleas from the severely injured, agonized shrieks from terrified children, plaintive cries from people for their near and dear ones. The scene was simply heartrending. To make matters worse, the lights went out. The whole area was enveloped in a thick blanket of darkness. Mr. Sabuj Biswas was among the passengers. He was on his visit to Puttaparthi for Bhagwan Baba's darshan. He recalled that moment.
बहुत रोने की आवाज आ रही थी. दो एक H6 में भी दो एक लेडीज थी जिनका खून बह रहा था.
Everyone was wailing in pain and agony. A few ladies in the coach number S6 were severely injured. It was completely dark. Using my cell phone light, I somehow managed to get out of the train through the door. I was actually very scared. All I could hear was people shouting and crying.
Mr. Biswas could not miss the compassion of God even in this tragic moment.
मेरा एक्चुअल रिजर्वेशन था S4 में. तो मैं एस फोर से
आई हैड माई बर्थ रिजर्व इन कोच नंबर एस फोर ऑफ द ट्रेन एंड एट द टाइम ऑफ द एक्सीडेंट आई वॉज हेडिंग टूवर्ड्स द पैंट्री कार टू बाय सम फूड आफ्टर क्रॉसिंग कोच नंबर एस फाइव आई हैड बेयरली एंटर्ड कोच नंबर एस सिक्स When there was this enormously huge jolt, as if the train, which was running at full speed, had just hit a wall. There was a loud screech of brakes, and the next moment, everything was in complete turmoil. All the 16 bogies of the train had derailed. Coach number S4, where I had my seat, and coach number S5, which I had just left, were completely upside down. But coach number S6, which I had just entered, stayed upright. It was found later that a wheel of that coach had become loose on impact, and that is why it had not overturned. That may be the technical explanation, but for me, it was the grace of Baba which saved me. What is also interesting is that the derailed train had finally come to rest just 50 meters from the Sai center of the area. It was the Jajpur Road in the state of Orissa in East India. And it was no mere chance that all the Sai devotees had gathered in the center that night to conduct their weekly bhajans. The moment the news of this tragedy reached them, they instantly organized themselves into groups of 60 each and rushed to the spot. Their sole goal was to save as many lives as possible, bring aid to the injured and solace to the terrified and the grieving. These angels of Sai did a marvelous job.
In fact, the Sai devotees were the first rescuers to arrive at the scene of the accident, and when they started their work, the only source of light was their own mobile phones. What came to their rescue was their training in disaster relief and management. With a strong heart, they immediately started bringing out the injured from the coaches and desperately tried to save as many lives as they could. This definitely helped to reduce the number of casualties. Mr. Dhirendra Kumar Sahu, the Sai Youth Coordinator of that region, who led this initiative, recounted those tense moments.
Moments after the crash, one of our members called me. We immediately alerted the district collector and the nearby hospital and gathered a few doctors and rushed to the accident site. I cannot even begin to describe the wails and screams we heard on reaching there. It was pitch dark. 60 of us had reached within minutes, but we did not know where to start. We split into groups and started rescuing the injured passengers.
While a group of Sai workers were busy at the accident site, there were others who had converted the Sai temple into the official location for emergency first aid. Here, all the patients were provided immediate medical help, and the most severely injured were transported to a local hospital. Besides physical and medical help, the Sai workers provided much needed emotional support to hundreds of distressed passengers. In fact, unhesitatingly, they jeopardized their own safety to rescue the injured from precariously tilted coaches.
What made the situation even more difficult was the biting cold weather outside, which only worsened the pain of the injuries. The Sai volunteers quickly procured blankets, and this was followed by the distribution of biscuit packets and hot drinks. Also, in an amazing show of efficiency and concern, they organized 3 full hot meals over the next 12 hours for over 1,000 people. All this did require tremendous effort, but for them, it was their way of expressing their devotion to Baba. Mr. Sabuj Vishwas, a survivor from the accident, recalled the service done by the Sai workers.
O mandir ke samne kuch seva dal dikhai diya, iska batch pehne wala.
I was very soon taken to the Sai center, and there I found Sai volunteers rendering whatever help they could. They were giving first aid to the injured and transporting the severely wounded to a hospital. In fact, they offered wholehearted support to the patients. They were truly godsent, as they indeed were the first to come to our help. They even made arrangements for our dinner. They started giving out pouches of water and black tea to all of us. The children were given biscuits. They even brought us medicines that we desperately needed. When we saw such loving people offering help so selflessly, it greatly boosted our morale.
As all this was going on inside the Sai Center, the other Sai workers were busy not only rescuing more passengers, but also collecting their displaced luggage and protecting it from theft and misuse. They handed over everything to the local police for safe custody. And because of this, even 2 days after the incident, many passengers could find all their belongings intact in the office of the railway police. The moment the Sai workers took the patients to the nearest hospital, the officials there admitted the injured without a question or a second of delay. Normally, in a situation where the injury is caused by an accident, the hospitals do not treat the patient till the police arrive. However, this was not the case here, because the staff of the hospital had great admiration and trust in the Sai volunteers. These inspired youngsters had actually been visiting the hospital every Sunday, as early as 6 in the morning, for many months, to clean the premises and enliven the spirits of the patients by offering them physical and emotional help. What they did that fateful night was an extension of this regular service. What really touched the traumatic passengers was the spontaneous love of the Sai devotees. Mr. Dhirendra Sahu recalled that scene.
In the immediate hours after the accident, all the passengers were dazed. They were in a state of shock. Our Sai sisters sat by the side of each passenger and spoke with them lovingly, like they were their own family members. They gave their cell phones to them so that they could talk to their near and dear ones. This really helped to infuse a lot of courage into the mind of these distressed people and gave them confidence to face the situation with fortitude. The Sai sisters worked till late in the night with great love. People still tell me how they fondly recall the love and sensitivity of our Sai sisters.
All these timely and efficient initiatives of the Sai volunteers inspired many others in the village to join the service. This only added to the number of Sai volunteers. The local government authorities also became active. They brought lanterns, more blankets, biscuits, and so on. The Sai Center, however, remained the central coordinating point for the entire rescue operation. In fact, the Sai volunteers' service extended even to helping the distressed passengers complete their journey. Mr. Bishwas shared his own story.
Next day, Prasanti Express, Visakhapatnam to Puttaparthi. So, how can I go? Jajpur is very far.
I realized I needed to catch the Prasanti Express next day from Visakhapatnam to reach Puttaparthi. But my biggest worry was to get there in time. It was a long way from Jajpur, the site of the accident. The Sai workers, however, were very kind. They arranged a van for me to reach Bhubaneswar, from where the Prasanti Express begins. Like me, there were 12 other people who wanted to come to Prasanti Nilayam, and they were all helped by the Sai volunteers to catch their trains.
Many passengers were moved by the intense interest displayed by the Sai workers to reach out and help. And they expressed this through emails and letters after they reached their destinations safely. One such letter was from Mr. P.M. Gunasilan from Chennai. This is what he wrote to the convener of the Sai Center of Jajpur.
Respected sir, After finishing my work in Kolkata, I started on my journey to my hometown by the Coromandel Express on that fateful day. At about 7:45 p.m., the accident occurred, and I was sure that those of us who had survived the accident would die due to lack of timely rescue. I and my co-passengers felt completely lost in that entirely new place during that terrible night. We did not even know the local language to be able to ask for help. We felt like we were in a dense forest without any directions. At that time, you and the other Sai Baba devotees took care of us. Not only this, you provided food, shelter, and essential medical care to those of us who were affected. We did not feel that we were amidst strangers. We felt as if we were with our own brothers and sisters. Your concern and care made us feel better to such an extent that we forgot our painful wounds. I admire the seva you people did and will never be able to forget it. When you took us to your place, I was almost spellbound to see the two Sai Baba photos there. At that moment, I felt as if something inside my soul was fulfilled. All my worries melted away. With the kindness of the great Sai Baba, we all reached Chennai safely. Even when we reached Chennai Central, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti devotees came to help us. This just moved my heart.
On their part, the Sai Sevadal volunteers insist that all through the trying times, they felt the protecting hand of Bhagwan Baba guiding them. Mr. Sahu explained this.
The greatest fact about this whole service activity is that each one of us felt the divine presence. It was as if someone higher was in charge. It wasn't merely a human effort.
This is clear from the site of the accident. If it had happened even 100 meters further down the route, there would certainly have been a lot more severe casualties. This is because after a few meters, the rails climb high and the surrounding area becomes quite low. If the accident had occurred there, the train would probably have somersaulted, killing hundreds instantly. Besides, it would have taken the Sai devotees longer to reach there and help out. The accident providentially happened near the Sai center and at a time when many devotees were there in the center. This ensured that initial help efforts could be coordinated immediately.
The selfless service provided by the Sai organization has surely helped in bringing solace and joy to hundreds. But how has it helped the volunteers themselves? Mr. Sahu, the youth coordinator, reflected his team's feelings.
To undertake a service project as a personal activity and do the same thing under the banner of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations are two very different experiences. When I go to a hospital alone, people there might suspect my intentions or I may even develop an ego about the work I do. This may create problems. On the other hand, when we do the work as an activity of the Sai organization, there is no I there. It is we. Instead of being treated with suspicion, we are welcomed. Bhagwan is the divine force of this organization and He has created this to improve our lives even as we help the others. Here, we stand up as models before society. One must have the desire to contribute to society's welfare.
Quoting Baba's dictum of help ever, hurt never, he says that we need to help others so that we become worthy of Baba's grace and love.
We have to be humble to receive Bhagwan in our lives. In fact, I consider it a great blessing. Swami has given me this wonderful opportunity to demonstrate to others how treading on the path laid down by Him can change our lives completely for the better. I only pray that He never denies me this fortune of being an instrument in His hands.
It is because of such a noble attitude of these youth of that region that the Sai organization of Jajpur has become a great force of positive transformation. Plenty of other youth who were otherwise misguided are now happy to be part of this organization, and they too experience the joy of selfless service. So what exactly appeals to these youngsters about the Sai organization?
Premai Bhagwan.
It is just love. Our speciality is love.
That is Dhirendra Sahu, the youth leader.
We never distinguish between people and organizations. If I cannot take the other person as my brother in God, how can we understand each other? And unless we work in unity, how can we work for God? And if we cannot work for God, how can we love each other? As you can see, it is all beautifully related. In our organization, it is not I, it is always we. And finally, He. I think this is what attracts the younger generation to this organization.
This is how the Brotherhood of Sai is growing in this little town, hidden in one of the most underdeveloped states of India. The love of Sai has no boundaries, and the magic that it creates in transforming hearts is as heartening as it is mystifying.
All of us felt a kind of exhilaration in being able to bring succor to the poor victims of the train accident. We may not have slept a night, but the joy of participating in helping so many people is really indescribable. We are eternally grateful to Bhagwan Baba for giving this opportunity to be of use to others in their time of need. What other special blessing can we ask for?
These Sai volunteers ring true Swami's words that the joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable. The dedication and devotion of these youth can only be matched by their exemplary service and their exceptional love for their Lord. For all those who think devotion and spirituality is for the retired and unemployed, this is what love for God can do to a person. Imagine how our society could be if we had such inspired souls in every little corner of this earth.
Raising the bar of volunteering to a level of worship, the band of workers that function under the Sai banner consider it their supreme privilege to be serving in the name of Sai. They therefore offer all their efforts and intentions to God without any desire for reward or recognition.
Dear listeners, you just heard another episode of Serving in the Name of Sai, stories of Sai Seva from across India and around the world. You can read up on today's feature and see pictures of this and other Sai Seva accounts on our website radiosai.org. Thank you for joining us today, and please do send us your feedback on this program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Sairam from Prashanthinilayam.